This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to you. All right, Woody, thank you so much. As we're getting ready to start rocking and rolling with football. Before you know it, we'll be talking about Notre Dame and University of Miami playing. And then the Miami Dolphins will be hitting the road the following week against the Colts. And all the other football in town will, high school and other schools will get going. And man, one great thing about football, they all count. You don't play a lot of them. You got to win early. And if you're going to stay in there where you want to get to, keep your rankings up, especially college football with 12 games. Plus a championship game, they're all important if you want to get yourself in a situation to win and hopefully win your conference, and if not, have win enough games to get one of those positions, one of those 12 spots in the playoffs as they stand right now. All right, we've got all kinds of stuff. I want to get in. I really haven't talked much about it. So we're through 2 weeks of camp, and I write down who has good practices, and the practices of four or five I've been to of they've had a lot more than that, and have another one today. But the biggest surprise for me of everybody, and there's been some guys and some you know of and would expect, like Tua and Jalen Waddle have had really good camps, and you're going, well, you kind of expect that, right? Those guys have been good players. I'll tell you what, the guy that's developed the most to me is Patrick Paul. He's gotten better and better. He's got a little nastiness to him, which I like the offensive lineman to have. He's got all kinds of athletic ability. He is the big man on campus, too. That is one big, long dude. And he's done, you talk about a guy that, it was time, and I had no idea it was this close. I was a little concerned. So there's going to be some growing pains. And there's still, you know, he give up some sacks, but my God, man, he looks and plays, and they done a great job of making sure he goes against really good pass rushers every day. And so that one has been good. Chop Robinson, people are raving about. From last year. And, of course, those are our first two picks. And they've had really good camps so far. Chop has been almost unblockable, how good he's been. Now, he is a first-round pick, and we saw it in the second half of the season, the talent and all those things. But, boy, he has just added on to it. He's come back with so much confidence. Alexander Mattison, it looks like he's still the number three running back behind Devon and Jalen Wright. But he breaks a long run or two, it seems like, every day. Every day he bounces outside and he can really run. Anybody thought he was a plow horse, he's got a different gear, too. He can get out there and go. Storm Duck is the other guy at a position. And by the way, good or bad, Storm Duck is looking like the best cornerback out there right now, by far. Looks like he's the guy. A free agent a year ago who played a lot of football last year. And then the other guy for me, there's one more. And there have been some other guys. Now, the front seven defensively, you could talk about because they look like the strength of the team. Inside, the linebackers are great. You could talk about all three of those linebackers, and you'd never be wrong. But Quinn Ewers as the seventh-round pick. And again, so Huey's just looks not reading into it. I'm not saying anything except his job is to complete passes and roll around and he has made a lot of really good throws. And, you know, after the Skylar Thompson thing, I'm sorry, Quinn. But Quinn looks like, you know, you put that in your pocket and go, you know, we're going to keep this Quinn Ewers around. And he definitely will not be on a practice squad. There is no way short of a horrible preseason, which I don't think he'll have because he looks really, really good. Doesn't change anything. I'm not jumping off who the number two guy is. I still think it's Zach Wilson. But Quinn Ewers, man, go out. There's no pressure on you. And just play your ass off for future consideration, which might be coming before you know it. He looks that good. His arm's stronger than I thought. Watching him at Texas sometimes, I just was like, but he's got a pretty good arm. Now, I'm not saying Josh Allen arm. But he's got or by the way, as far as that goes, he didn't have a Zach Wilson arm. But it's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. So I just wanted to give a shout out. And, of course, the front seven defensively has overall been really, really good, and it looks deep for this team. So now we get into the work of preseason and these practices trying to figure out who you want to keep and who can play. The coaching staff has made it really clear, so you can stop with this, well, we're going to go out and sign some more free agents. I don't think so. They are pretty committed to a bunch of guys on this team. I think on the offensive line, they're committed to some guys. And in the cornerback position, the five or six guys, I think they feel like they have most of them here right now. Now, would I be surprised if they pick up another offensive lineman as a top eight or nine guy? No. I would not. And that's before we play one preseason game. And those guys will get a lot, and I mean a lot, of work coming up here. So all that stuff we have with today and everything else that we'll be talking. Willie Gay, by the way, could easily be in that list for the big play he makes. Willie Gay makes one big play every day. He does. He makes. And I know people, well, why isn't he starting? And, well listen, they've got some guys pretty good. They had really good years last year. We picked Dotson up and from Seattle, and he played great. What did he have, three picks? Jordan Brooks had 140-something tackles. But Willie Gay's going to play. Willie Gay is keeps playing the way he is. He is going to get – he's been around the league now, what, five, six, 7 years? He's going to play a lot of football. It's not like they're going, okay, you had a good camp, but no, you can't make your way on. No, I think they'll rotate those guys and make sure they try to keep. Hey man, every coach would love to have enough talent that you feel you can put the backup guy or the next guy up in, and you don't blink about it. You trust the guy completely. That's called depth. And by doing that, one guy didn't have to play so much. And you can rotate them and try to keep them fresh. And the Dolphins would like to have that situation at almost every position. They really, really would. So, all right, we got to go to break. We've got Chris Perkins going to join us coming up here. We're going to talk to Perk out at camp as Perk's getting set to not only for practice today, but the team will be trying. And first time, folks, first time I can remember the Miami Dolphins staying on the road this long in preseason. They literally will be back for Jacksonville practices at home, the Jacksonville game, then the bye week. But that's it. Camp's going to be, once they leave today, there's not much left of this camp here at Hard Rock Stadium. It's just about history. Have it pretty wiped out after that. Marlins got one more game today, and then they've got an 11-game road trip, including a doubleheader this Saturday against the Atlanta Braves, but they'll play, I think it's the Braves, Cleveland, and the Red Sox, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going to be on the road for a little while. Nice long road trip coming up for them. And again, we'll be at the University of Miami tomorrow for a fun day. Get caught up with all the University of Miami guys out there. We'll have a lot more stuff coming up here, including first week of preseason starts tomorrow. I know they had the Hall of Fame game, but now everybody gets their chance to – everybody else gets that first game in this week. And we'll be telling you about some of the quarterbacks we already know are going to be starting in that game. A little surprising, some guys that are going to play in that first preseason game. So we'll have all that stuff coming up here. First, though, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Wherever you're headed, it really doesn't matter. Over the next week or two, I want to let you know they've got everything you need. An SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers like nobody's business. Man, you talk about having it really figured out and being great, man. I'm just telling you, the looks are fantastic. The all-new Equinox. Not only the regular Equinox, but the electric Equinox. Got so much room. Got a great look. Plenty of space for you and the family. And then on top of that, I always go over to the 2025 Traverse because it happens to be my favorite right now. Although, I just bought a Tahoe. But I got to tell you what, it was close, man. That 2025 Traverse just was going to downsize a little bit. And I go, no, I'm not giving up the space. But, man, it's got everything. It's got so much room for you. It really does. You and your family are going to be comfortable. That 2.5-liter turbocharged engine is great. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Hey, listen, we make a truck perfect for your lifestyle. It is our number one seller for a reason. Again, strong, durable Silverado trucks made for your life. They make them. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. If you get some time over the next couple days, take a test drive. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so it's always convenient to find one. You're in for a great experience at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is time.
Time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, always great having this guy. Deep diving, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, Dolphins columnist, and does some great stuff with the Dolphins and has been now for a while. Perk, how are you this morning?
Big Joe, I'm excited, man. I want to see what this quarterback battle looks like today. Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. I want to see what this run game looks like without Austin Jackson and Alec Ingold. A lot of stuff to see today.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into all that stuff, I thought Anthony Weaver, I listened to all the coaches' stuff. I know you were there. I thought he was unbelievable talking about his corners. Like, hey, they're here. We got to just keep peeling pieces off there, but we're getting to it. And he brought up some names. I always read into the names that come to the brain first. Did you kind of feel that way, too, with Jack Jones and Ethan Bonner and Jason Marshall and going with Sheffield? And Matt caught that. Did you catch that? And obviously Storm Duck, who's had a great camp.
Yeah, I caught that, Joe. And I'll say this, man. The players love Weave, and I really like Weave. He's very positive. You know, he's a former player, so they relate to him on that level. I mean, the guy had the number 4 defense in the league last year, number 9 against the run, so you've got to listen when he talks. Having said all that, Joe, that's a bit of a sales job he was doing because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing good stuff from Storm Duck. He's one of the stars of camp. But Sheffield had a rough day yesterday, Joe, a very, very rough day, especially in deep coverage. I'm not seeing anybody else yet emerge from that cornerback group aside from Storm Duck. We'll see what Jack Jones and Mike Hilton can do, Jones on the boundary and Hilton in the slot. We'll see what Cornell Armstrong can do in the slot. But joint practices are going to tell a lot, but at this point, Storm Duck is the only guy that I've seen that looks like he's of starting caliber right now.
You know, it's funny, and it's a good opportunity for these guys, but you look at Sheffield, he hasn't played much football the last couple of years. He's played a little special teams, but you got to go back a few years on some of these guys since they played, and you're like, man, this is a great opportunity, but I think at some point you get exposed, like you said, of like, hey, your special teams might be your best way to get on this team. Hey, the quarterback situation, I thought, and you and I know people get on us a little bit, and they're getting on me, and they're pointing to you the other day at camp, and Omar's giving you the business every time Quentin Ewers makes a good throw. I caught that, and I had to tell him to stop doing a radio show over there, you know. It was embarrassing and all that. Quentin Ewers, every time I go out there, you're there all the time. He has a really good practice and makes a lot of good throws.
He does. He does. He's shown a lot, you know, and especially for a seventh-round pick, Joe. You know, this is a guy that he's got low expectations as a seventh-round pick, and he's come in and he's done everything that's been asked of him. I'll say this, though. Zach Wilson was my stock up yesterday. We give a stock up and a stock down. And the reason why, none of the quarterbacks had an especially great day. Tua probably had his worst day yesterday. A lot of incompletes, missed Tyreek, a wide-open Tyreek on a deep one. Tyreek had beaten Sheffield, and Tua overthrows him. He underthrew Tyreek on another deep ball. But what I liked about Zach was he had a bad day on Sunday. They were off on Monday. He comes back on Tuesday. He throws 3 touchdown passes. And we saw on Sunday he had that bad interception to Jordan Colbert, the safety. Nobody's around. Looked like a miscommunication. We didn't see any of that yesterday. Zach Wilson had cleaned up all that stuff. He threw some nice passes, and I liked the way he bounced back, Joe. It showed me that mentally he's got a little bit of toughness to him. It showed me that he has the ability to correct some errors, and he got his receivers on the same page with him also. So for all of that, I liked what I saw. That's why I gave him my stock up, and he threw more touchdown passes than either of the other two quarterbacks.
Chris, the national media is hitting the drama side a little bit. You know who? So Tyreek comes out and says Devon Achane shouldn't be running on short yardage. We've got 3 big backs. It should be. He said 2, but there's 3 big backs. They should get the ball. By the way, a lot of us probably agree with that. Not sure it should come from your wide receiver. But anyway, people are saying Mike seemed frustrated with the comment. You think he was frustrated, or are they just used to it? And they're just worried about him playing football, and they don't care what he says.
Tyreek's gonna Tyreek, right? I mean, he can't help being himself. He's always gonna say the quiet part out loud, Joe, and I think Mike knows that now. It's a little bit frustrating, but look, Tyreek was 100% right. I mean, he was 100% right. The problem before was you didn't really have that big back. Remember, they released Chris Brooks, and they really didn't have anybody right to fill that role. I thought Jeff Wilson was more of a slasher than a power back. Now you've got somebody with power in Alexander Mattison. We'll see what Ollie Gordon II can do, the sixth-round pick out of Oklahoma State. But I give Tyreek credit. He said what needed to be said, just like Tua said what needed to be said about Tyreek. So, I think both of those guys were right in each instance. And now let's see if the Dolphins make some changes, because you can't keep running Devon Achane up the middle on third and one and in short yardage situations. Yeah. You need power and force. And that's why you got Jonah and James Daniels also right at guards.
That's right. Hey, practices have been a lot more physical. Have you noticed? It's obvious they're getting after it a lot more.
They have. And look, Joe, and what I've said and written is I like those top two draft picks of the last two drafts because they do represent a little bit of a commitment to the trenches, right? When you look at Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul last year and Kenneth Grant and Jonas Avaiinaia this year, you're getting some big guys, some guys who can do some work at the line of scrimmage, which has been a weakness for the Dolphins. And we are seeing some more physical practices. Now, they're being a little smarter. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb didn't take as many snaps yesterday. That's why we saw them running those sprints. That's what they do when they know they're not going to take as many reps. They keep it going by doing some sprints. So we've seen some smarts by not playing Phillips and Chubb, as many reps as maybe they normally would. But we've seen more physicality. Hopefully that translates, big backs on third and one, all that kind of stuff, Joe. I hope it translates to the regular season.
Who's been the third best receiver for 2 weeks?
Ooh, that's a good question because it's been up in the air. Malik Washington has showed us stuff as a slot guy. I'm still waiting for Nick Westbrook-Akini to show us something. He's the big-bodied 6'2", 211-pounder. He had, eight or nine touchdowns for Tennessee last year, and I think five were in the red zone or something like that. We have not seen that version of NWI yet. Hopefully we see it. Taj Washington has showed us some stuff. But nobody has really stepped up and emerged as a number three target, whether it's a tight end, a slot receiver, an outside receiver. I mean, Achane had 78 receptions last year, and you don't have a Janu or a tight end to take up 88. We don't know what's going on with Darren Waller, Joe. I don't know how you get in football shape without playing football, Joe. You can explain that one to me. But I don't know who's going to be the number three wide receiver or the number three receiving target at this point.
Yeah. Hey, so Austin Jackson's going to be out. I'm guessing maybe won't play again till the season starts and give him all the time he needs, but maybe he's back for the last week. But either way, who's a front runner for you from what you've seen? They've rotated three guys in there at that right tackle position. Who do you see as a front runner for that job if they're going to have to play a lot in the preseason anyway?
Yeah, right now it's Larry Borum, but they might have to go off roster, Joe, because what they've had out there, and I'll say this, that's for the tackles on both sides. I don't know that they have a backup left tackle either, but we're talking right tackle here. And you know, when you see all these reports about the backup edge rushers, Grayson Murphy and Quentin Bell and Derek McClendon and Cam Good and Mo Kamara, they're eating off of these backup. Yeah. Offensive tackles, left and right tackles. And we'll see in Chicago whether these backup edge rushers are that good or whether the Dolphins are leaky at backup tackle. I think the Dolphins are leaky at backup tackle. Larry Borum, Ryan Hayes, they're putting Keon Smith out there. But nothing has seemed to work for them so far. I'll say this also about Zach Wilson and getting the stock up yesterday. This guy was under tremendous pressure, Joe. I mean, these edge rushers were coming at him one after the other, and he didn't panic also. But I'm worried about the entire backup offensive line. I'm worried about Andrew Meyer at center has been the best backup offensive lineman out there on the field, but I'm worried about every position on the backup offensive line. I think if the starters stay healthy, they can be good, but as we've seen with this offensive we haven't seen much of that, so they might have to go off roster.
Yeah, starting five don't know each other. Seems like one guy comes back, another guy goes down, and they have not spent a lot of time together. So that leads me to the next one. How much do you play Tua Tagovailoa here in the preseason, including this first game against Chicago, with so many guys, it looks like, around the league? Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, all these guys going to start game one.
Yeah, I think they probably stick to what they did last year with Tua. What do you get, like one series?
Yeah, not
much.
And
you know what, Joe, when they got Brett Gabbert as the number four quarterback, I thought that meant, okay, that means Tua's definitely not going to play, because you have Zach Wilson and you got Quinn Ewers, and if one of them gets hurt, then you got Brett Gabbert and blah, blah, blah. And then they released Gabbert and signed Chris Myerick, the tight end, because Ingold is out. So, but having said all of that, I think it's still going to be a Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers kind of deal in the games. And if one of them goes down, the other one just has to play all that time, or you go to the emergency number three quarterback. I don't think they're going to risk putting Tua out there.
All right. So, just to follow up on this thing, I was out there all weekend. Quinn Ewers just threw the hell out of the football. So I kept looking at you, going, "Damn, Perkai." You know, are we right, Perk? I mean, we've been hanging on this one. We're getting a lot of pressure. You know, everybody wants that open competition. You see Quinn Ewers any situation in this preseason? Because Skylar Thompson was the greatest tease of all time as a seventh-round pick.
You
see Quinn Ewers getting that backup job any situation? And I know what coach has already said, Zach's the guy.
No, I don't see that situation for two reasons, Joe. Number one, it's political. And what I mean is, you know that Mike McDaniel said Zach Wilson is a direct, calculated target. They've had problems developing and identifying a number two quarterback. How is it going to look if the seventh-round pick overtakes your direct, calculated target? You're going to look like you don't know what you're talking
about.
Great
call.
That's number one. And then number two is, you know, Quinn Ewers is a seventh-round pick. I mean, I don't know that you're going to trust him that much. And, you know, if Quinn was a second- or third-round pick, I don't know that the reviews would be so high, right? Expectations are low when you're a seventh-round pick. And then the other thing is you're paying Zach $6 million. So I think that short of injury, there's probably no way that Quinn Ewers becomes the number two quarterback.
Perk, you got my attention on the $6 million. That got me. There was no question you got me on that one. So so the biggest thing you're going to be looking at when you go up there, Chicago, for the practice and then the preseason game as well, what would it be?
I'm not going up there. David Ferones is going up there. But Joe, I'm going to be looking at the line of scrimmage and the toughness, because, you know, Chicago is a team that wanted to protect Caleb back there at quarterback. And they improved that offensive line, or they think they did. Let's see what the Dolphins can do against them. Let's see if the Dolphins' toughness shows up there at the line of scrimmage. And like I said, I like what they've done the last 2 years at the top of the draft. Let's see if that surfaces. What can Jonah do? What can Kenneth Grant do? What are we going to see from Patrick Paul, you know, who has had a great camp? I want to see if all this stuff that we've seen of Dolphins versus Dolphins translates to Dolphins versus Bears.
Yeah, and that's the strength of the team. I've been saying it looks like that front seven defensively and the backups, as you said, everybody seems to be, every time they line up against this Dolphins offense, twos or threes, like you said, the backups seem like they're getting two and three sacks of practice. Perk, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. We'll talk again.
All right. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about different parts of the team as they get set to head to Chicago tonight. But before we get there, I got to tell you about a couple of guys that are fantastic. Their names are Gary and Harvey. Talking about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. And you know what? Compassionate, understanding, caring, communication's important. If you're not happy where you are, and you ended up, when you got injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, something that's got you banged up and feeling a lot of pain right now, and you don't feel like a priority with the law firm you ended up going with. And matter of fact, the one that's doing all the commercials you thought were really cool and you kind of liked it, you haven't even met the guy yet, and now somebody else is handling it. You don't have to worry about that with Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Nope. They're the same partners who will handle your case from start to finish. And there are no other attorneys. They're it. They're the ones going to handle it. They're the ones to shake your hand. They're the ones to call to make sure you're okay. They're the ones you can always get a hold of even on the weekend. That's called great communication, and that's great experience with it. Boy, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. If I could, I just want you to go to CohnandJudah.com and read the reviews. That's all you have to do. Read the reviews and find out what people are saying, man. Made us feel like we were their only client. How about that? Love their communication. It was unbelievable. That's what you get with Harvey and Gary. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Check it out. 866-FAIR-FEE. Go to CohnandJudah.com. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
All right, Joe, we're going to build up to our last story here. But, thank you to people, by the way, that tagged us on Twitter in this one. We'll get to it.
When did everybody get so dirty?
I don't know, but that business, can you buy stock in the company that makes that thing? Because it's a business must be booming. Anyway, speaking of business being booming,
tell us more about it, Woody.
ESPN is joining... We talked about this yesterday, with the WWE to stream WrestleMania beginning in 2026.
Holy
The deal
smokes.
Announced Wednesday includes two night events. These are, by the way, these are all like two night events. They're monster events at these big stadiums.
Yeah.
This stuff is so popular. Two night events such as WrestleMania and SummerSlam, plus other WWE premium live events, including the Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and Money in the Bank. WWE will produce the events for the ESPN platforms, which will serve as their exclusive U.S. domestic home.
You know, it seemed like, Woody, maybe just me, it seemed like ESPN went kind of flat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now man, they're rolling. Getting the NFL stuff from NFL Network and now some of the products they're adding.
Very intrigued to see how this NFL Network thing works.
I think we all are.
Right. I mean,
I just want to lose my buddies. I don't see any of the guys out of work.
So, again, this is all part of ESPN's direct-to-consumer deal here. So you will be able to buy, I assume soon or now, you can buy the ESPN just pack, like the ESPN package.
What do you think that'll run a month? 30, 40?
Actually, I could tell you, Joe, it's $29.99.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a big ad for it right here.
That's all I need, man.
Later.
By the way, everybody out there, if you have children and people that's around the house a lot, see how much you're spending on your apps right now. You might be surprised to find out you have three or four more apps you pay for every month and had no friggin' idea about it.
So that one later this month, $29.99. Let's see. Netflix goes up in price every month.
Well, it's not just that. It's I buy friggin' movies within.
Oh, yeah, I know, the nighttime
Amazon
stuff,
Prime, and you can get this, and kind of, do I want to watch it? Ah, hell yeah, I want to watch it.
You're the guy that gets stuff on the cable bill, the pay-per-view stuff at night. Hey, man, you got to find your stuff one way or another, right?
Yeah, it's just,
it's tough.
We got
there.
A bunch, man. I didn't realize we have Apple and...
Oh, yeah, Apple.
Hulu.
Yeah.
We're paying for Hulu. I know, you can go to Hulu.
Do you have the soccer package on Apple? Did you buy that one?
No. I don't mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. No. You only buy and watch
we
so
have the
much.
Baseball package.
I haven't been able to watch half these documentaries you keep teasing me about.
I know. So Paramount Plus is the new one that I've been told that we have to get because some show or movie or something is coming.
Well, pretty soon, if you're a football fan, you got to get the Peacock.
Always need the Peacock. All right, speaking of, well, not really. This was from yesterday, Joe. George Kittle. What are you laughing about?
You.
Anyway.
You're a child.
George,
you're a real child.
George Kittle jumping on NFL Network. I assume you saw this
I
clip
did.
Here.
I cracked up.
This was pretty good.
But, yeah, man, I mean, the goal, of course, is being in Levi's, beginning of 2026. That's always the goal.
Sure. And George?
Hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team had a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they
wow.
Had to bring that back for George Kittle.
We got to figure
Mr.
out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
the email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah. That's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
Is it every before every drive is a
I'm an every down. I'm an every drive.
Yeah, I've seen
every
guys
down.
Like that.
I'm an every drive.
In between every play,
no, that's too much.
Pulls out the sock.
That's way too much.
Yeah, it feels like the energy's still out here though. I mean,
definitely, but I missed those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them at practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance, but besides that, you guys look fabulous.
We'll fix it.
It's all yours.
Thank you,
George. We'll do our best to help you out with that, man.
You did great.
Yep. Well, that's an unfortunate development.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know,
I didn't get the memo.
It just came out this morning, and obviously he's very distraught over it.
It is. They were
every
great.
Every drive guy.
We lived on them.
Really?
That's what we had.
Man.
By the way, when you got a concussion.
I know, yeah. I heard that.
It was like, woo!
And I read
about
it.
Something
them.
Else that used to give me that. Woo!
Yeah, well, I read about it because I want to know why they banned them. And, yeah, apparently they're used to mask head injuries.
Well, that's what we.
Yeah.
But, guys that get a little lightheaded from anything. Anything that got you a little off and you didn't feel like you're all there, pop goes the weasel. You pop one of those.
Yeah. All right, Joe, looks like we have a little closure in this Miami Heat jersey.
Oh, boy. I thought we were going to talk to our legal guy and find out how many years he's looking at.
I can ask David Weinstein how long he's looking at if you would like. I was going to weigh in and say that I think this is a life sentence.
No way.
Easy. No parole. Nothing. I don't even think they should give him, like when they let you walk around for an hour outside, I don't even think he should be allowed that.
By the way, what a dumbass to think that he could get away with that.
Yeah.
First of all, not a very smart guy. Retired too, right?
Yeah. 62 years old. He's your age, right?
Try to get a little more money in that 401k. sold a LeBron jersey for $100,000, Woody, mm-hmm. and it just went for $3.7
million.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Woody.
Sad, man. This
It's not way, sad. You're stupid. It's just stupid.
No, these stories really do suck because I like that stuff. I really enjoy collecting memorabilia. I like the business of that. And these stories are really bad for that business, man. Like, really bad. When you can't trust the big companies, what can you do in that business, right? Like, that's tough. Upper Deck and, all these big fanatics and companies that do the memorabilia stuff. You got to be able to trust, Joe.
Wow.
It's a circle of trust.
Yeah, what a story.
And our final one here today, it has happened again.
You give me a little more detail on it, though?
There was a neon green toy thrown on the court in Los Angeles this time around here.
Pretty good size, yeah.
Fever and Sparks, yeah. It was Sophie Cunningham that punted it into the stands.
Not happy. Nope.
By the way, speaking of life sentences, we might have to make an example of someone because we can't have this continue to happen here.
I know you chuckles about, it's just like, what are you doing, man?
It is stupid. I'm not laughing.
So you get a ticket and go hide it and then you throw it out there. And...
Well, we were talking about this back here earlier. So you don't even really have to sneak it in that all that much because when you walk into these games now, they're only checking for metal. They're not checking for rubber or for food or whatever this thing's made. I don't know. But they're not
checking
for that
stuff. So now this is not going to stop until somebody says, hey, the next time it happens.
Well, we're going to have to go back to frisking people, and we don't need that. Those things only check for, like, weaponry.
First time I've seen a green one, though.
No, it's not. It's the fourth time.
They're all green?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. The situation, Joe.
Not good, Woody. Not a good situation.
I don't like what people are doing on Twitter, making these photos of, like, the logo holding one up. Like, I don't like what they're doing.
You do, though. You're very childish.
No, I'm
you,
not.
You do. See, there you go. That little laugh right
you're
there.
You're smiling, too.
No.
By the way, people can see you. So they can see what your facial expression is at the moment.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny.
It has to stop, but it
has to stop.
It is. Look, they did it at an NBA game. It'd be funny. It's not just them.
I still don't get. You go to a game, and so you first of all, you don't want anybody to know you did it, right? So it's not like you're doing it so everybody will know. But the second thing is, it's just. I mean, they're just really, like, disrespectful.
Yeah. It is disrespectful.
But there are guys like you that laugh a little bit about it.
No, but it can also be funny and disrespectful at the same time, right?
I'm guessing those girls playing basketball didn't think it was funny.
No, I'm guessing they did not.
You know, that's kind of funny. Whoever came up with that, that's great. Keep them coming.
Oh. By the way, that league has gotten very popular.
That league has. I see people buying teams. I saw the value of teams going up.
Caitlin Clark's hurt right now, but
she's good for business. No
she
question
is good
about
for
it.
Business.
She got a little Tiger kind of impact on the sport. She has.
Hey, they're doing MJ's. I don't know why they're doing this, but they're doing MJ's top 10 playoff moments right now. Do you have one? Do you have one that stands out for you?
Yeah, that crossover and then follow through on the follow
outside of the bottom.
The last shot.
Line.
And he's saying he got pushed, and he goes, you didn't get pushed. I just put a move on your ass to get an open jumper. That follow-through is beautiful.
Were you covering the Heat when he was, like, torching them in the playoffs?
Yeah, so you remember they came down here, and they said they stayed out all night and were drinking, and they lost the one game?
You'd have to tell the story on that one. I don't remember.
No, so in the old days, when this South Beach thing was kind of new, everybody came down here, and we called it, the best six man in basketball was our guys that came down here to play would party the night before the games. Miss morning shoot around. I mean, guys were getting hammered. They're staying out late. And And I think they lost the game, and those guys said, well, we're out drinking. I won't happen again. And then MJ. Yeah, but MJ games are the hottest thing ever.
Yeah.
At the old Miami Arena. Mm-hmm. The old Miami Arena over by NBC. That thing was, MJ was coming. There's no question whether he's playing. He was playing. But, yeah, he was great.
Didn't sit out.
No, he got injured the 1 year. You've seen the documentary.
Yeah.
And he even came back. Remember, they couldn't hold him out, and he was mm-hmm. mad they wouldn't let him play because minutes were up in the one game. And Yeah, it was good. Anyway, Woody, good stuff, man. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We got through that without – I don't think you really offended anybody, but same story 2 days in a row.
I'm not trying to offend it. By the way, Joe, no. In all seriousness, it's like if you go on ESPN.com, it is the second lead under top headlines – under ESPN acquiring NFL Network, which was like 2 days
ago. What's the second one say? How do they headline that?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Sex toy tossed on Sparks court lands near Sophie Cunningham.
Okay.
It's the second lead story on ESPN.
So that means people are going to keep doing it because...
Honestly, they should make an example of someone.
All right. Look at you. Now you're getting all...
Like the Heat jersey guy.
Oh, he's got to be...
I'd be very upset if that guy sees the light of day again.
Well, 62 better not be too long, or you're right. He won't. All right, hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Got to tell you about that. While we're talking about all this stuff, it's a great time to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Man, how's your sex drive out there? And by the way, how's your energy level, even more importantly? And that's what I want to talk to you about because mine – I was literally, by the end of this show, was tired. I couldn't even get home. I was dozing off. I was like, something's wrong, like really wrong. I know I'm older, but this is crazy. And I got a physical, and he goes, you're fine. I think everything's fine. And then I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Of course, I had low T. Yes, very low T. ED, and the whole works, man. And my energy level, because it was down, after football season, I was like 265. I was eating everything and wasn't doing any exercise. So you know how this works, right? You start gaining weight. You're tired all the time. You think more. You can't watch a movie without falling asleep. And that's where I was. And I go, I got to do something about this. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, am I glad I did. The T, the PSA test. I met with their professionals. They put me on a program that was perfect for me, and I was off and running. Within a few weeks, I really felt a big, big difference. I did. Every day on how I felt, my energy level. Man, I don't know, but I want to be able to work in the morning, but I also want to enjoy the rest of the day. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including our brand new location in Hollywood. I just want to tell every guy out there, and it happens to guys in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It happens to every man sooner or later. You get the combination package. Low T and ED will happen to you. The question is, what are you going to do when it does hit? I recommend Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get rid of it. You know you do, unless you want to just keep gaining weight, eating everything, and sleeping all the time, and just tired. 877-455-7300. I promise you, that first appointment is the most important one and will be the start of the change of your life. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.